USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is now at Walter Reed Medical Hospital after testing positive for COVID-19. Before he left, he posted a message on Twitter.
I want to thank everybody for the tremendous support. I'm going to Walter Reed Hospital. I think I'm doing very well, but we're going to make sure that things work out. The First Lady is doing very well.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife have tested negative for the virus after appearing with the president at the Tuesday debate. During a campaign event in Michigan, he wished the president and his wife well. He also said the virus curve hasn't flattened yet.
Dr. Redfield said, and I quote, he held up a mask. He said, these face masks are the most important, powerful public health tool we have. Then he held the mask up again and said, this face mask is more guaranteed to protect me against COVID than a vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
The Speaker of the House is optimistic about bridging the gap on a new stimulus package in Congress. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump's positive coronavirus test changes the dynamic of ongoing negotiations over a new stimulus package.
This kind of changes the dynamic because here they see the reality of what we have been saying all along.
Pelosi also striking an optimistic tone, saying that she believes a deal will be done with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin that will include another round of $1,200 stimulus checks. The U.S. economy adding 661,000 jobs in September, while the unemployment rate fell from 8.4% in August to 7.9% last month. That's according to newly released statistics from the Labor Department. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Certain exotic pets are causing people to become sick. With that story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
A salmonella outbreak is being reported in a number of U.S. states, and it's linked to pet bearded dragons and hedgehogs. That's according to the CDC and public health officials, who say they're looking into two different strains of that disease. The majority of people who came down with the illness reported they were in close contact with one of those two types of animals. The CDC warns anyone with pets to wash their hands after contact with them and to keep pets away from anywhere food may be present. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein faces six new charges of sexual assault related to multiple incidents from more than a decade ago in L.A. Los Angeles County District Attorney Jackie Lacey amended an existing criminal complaint against Weinstein to add three counts each of forcible rape and forcible oral copulation, all of them felonies. The existing criminal complaint accused him of a single count each of forcible rape, forcible copulation, and one count of sexual penetration by use of force, also two counts of sexual battery by restraint. All told, there are five alleged victims from 2004 to 2013. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.